Yes, Matt, that's correct. We, as a result of that detection back at the early part of the month at the quarantine approved area, we've worked with the Commonwealth Government to then identify where freight may have moved from that area in the recent time. And so that's resulted in us visiting 14 other freight receival sites. And as a result of that, we've actually had two new sites that we've identified the browsing ant on. So we've implemented a process around this, as everyone would expect that we would, to go to see whether it has actually moved or not.
And so these two new sites, what does it mean for the businesses involved in those areas?
Look, we've obviously identified those detections to those businesses, and we've implemented some measures with them to stop the movement of any cargo or material or equipment off the site that's associated with that part of the site that we've actually found the ants on. So we haven't found the ants as in broad scale on these sites. They've been confined to some smaller areas within the site, mm-hmm. which is really good. That's good news. And so we've then worked with the business to say, okay, these are the things that we don't want you to move because the ants are in association with those. And we would obviously want to try to put control measures in place as soon as possible. And we're organising that. So we've had to get some specially made up product that's on the truck coming up to Darwin so that we can do that as soon as possible. But those businesses, it's been great. They've cooperated with us.
Because it must be pretty tough for them. It sounds like they're sort of almost in lockdown.
Well, not the entire business, and certainly their awareness around, you know, ant activity on the site and anything that they see, we're working with them as far as that's concerned, so that we're not looking to move this, of course, any further than it should be.
Is this far from the port? Are you able to give us more details?
It is within the port area. And I can't identify the sites, obviously, but it is within the port area. And so we're responding to that as quickly as we can. And we'll be doing further tracing, as we call it, which is saying, okay, where have movements occurred, both from these two sites as well as from the quarantine area where the original detection was. So the task is getting bigger. And we're actually... putting a control center together as of next Monday. And, you know, we've had one for banana freckle and we had one for cucumber green monomosaic virus. And now we're standing up another one because, you know, the Territory government takes biosecurity seriously and we want to put the maximum effort to make sure that we get success. And we're committed to being able to do that.
You can't name the businesses caught up in this, but are they the sort of businesses that since the start of the month would have been transporting lots of cargo out of Darwin and around the country?
There's potential for some movement to occur, but, you know, that's part of the reason why I said we do what we call tracing, which is we'll talk to them now and start to look at what those movements have, and we'll start looking to see where that's occurred and whether they've been associated with, you know, for instance, if it was containers, have they been associated with the area that the ants are located, and what's the risk of that, and then we'll go chasing that. So we've got some work to do, but, you know, we're making sure that we do that as quickly as we can and putting the resources to it.
What's the confidence levels like? Because it sounds like the ants are out.
No, I wouldn't have said that. Look, we're in the place where this particular ant, for instance, only spreads itself by movements of the queen and part of the colony. So it's not like, for instance, people would be familiar with termites. You get the rain and you get the flying termites. And so, you know, you've got mating that occurs during that and then the queen flies off and starts a new colony. This particular ant doesn't do that. So it moves by budding, which is it just they get a new queen and she moves in next door, kind of, and then another one, and so that's the way it spreads. But it doesn't have a lot of that activity, or it's human assisted, which is the freight or cargo thing. So we're chasing that, and we're confident that we can keep doing that. And we've got success in Perth around the only other detection in Australia. And we're using the same process and principles that were identified there and the same treatment successfully. So that's good. And it's one of those ants that that can be eradicated.
Remind us again on why it's an ant that we really do not want getting around in the territory.
This particular ant does displace other ants, including, so our native ant species would be at risk because they do actually eat other ants. They'll overrun them. And then they'll actually take over, an area of turf, and then that just increases and increases. So in its native environment and in other places in the world where it's not been eradicated, they set up what they call super colonies. So they'll dominate completely a whole area. And the other thing that they do if for instance they moved into say our mango production,
yeah.
They do move around things like aphids and scale insects and mealybug. Because they actually farm those to get the sugar that comes out of the back end of those insects to support the colony. So, we're really focused on containing this as quickly as we can, doing the tracing we need to do. And just in that, if there are businesses that are in the Darwin area and they've received freight or containers direct from the quarantine-approved premise that's out at the end of the wharf of the Darwin port, we'd encourage those people to actually get out on their site and have a look to see whether they've got any ants. And if they're not sure, if they really want to, we'd be happy for them to report that to us, and we'll dispatch a team and come out and have a look.
Because you've said before, this is it's just a little ant. There's nothing particularly unique about it when it comes to identification.
No, it's certainly. Yeah, that's right. It's only 3 or 4 mil long. It's dark brown in colour. It has got a bit of a funny walk to it, but if you're not used to looking for ants,
How's an ant got a funny walk about it?
Oh, it's just got long legs and the long antennae, so it looks a bit funny when it walks. But, once you've seen it, you'll be able to go, oh, there it is. But to the untrained eye, it would just be if you've got, ants that are moving around and you can see them in an area that you've received a container, for instance, or some freight from the quarantine-approved premise, and you're not sure, look, we would much rather you ring us, let us know, and we'll come out and have a look. And that way we can tick it off and say, no, it's not it, which would be the most important thing that we would want as an outcome. But if it is, we want to know where it is so that we can deal with it.
A browsing ant naturally would want to browse, I presume.
That's
this is going to be hard to stop.
Well, I'm not sure hard to stop, but that browsing activity helps us. Because they will range a little bit from the colony, so they won't go, they'll move 40 or 50 metres from the colony.
They're browsing.
They're browsing, that's right. And so that actually helps us to detect them.
Yeah. So just finally, I'm a little bit worried about the businesses that have been caught up in this. It's not going to really cost them, is it?
No.
It's not going to sink them?
No, it won't sink them. No, we're working with them very closely to deal with it within the areas that it's located. It may mean that a little bit of freight's got to sit there a bit longer while we put a treatment in process.
Containers might just sit around for what? How long do you think?
We'd be looking to put our control measure out on those sites. The products will probably arrive, it's planned to arrive next week, so it'll be in the following week, which would be, say, the 7th of September. We'll be out on the ground putting those treatments in site, and there'll be two parts to that. So it might be sitting there for 3 or 4 weeks.
Okay, I hope they're not perishables then.
No, fortunately.
Yeah. All right, then. Thanks so much for your time today, Stephen West.
Thanks, Matt.